And it wouldn't be Tuesday evenings if we weren't here. I stuttered, I'm going to shut up. but we're back again, all Thursdays, all Wednesdays, whenever it is on the YouTube channel. I don't even know anymore. But yeah, we are back again. It's here to talk rap for you guys. Now, we're early in the year. Not many people have done much. So we're still waiting for people to...
It's Drake's fault.
We have our little theory. We might get to that later about why people aren't releasing music. And Drake, can you release what everyone else releases is pretty much the story, the moral of the story. But we've got a packed show for you guys. We've got plenty of stuff to talk about. We actually do have some music to talk about this week. And we did not have the interactive section instead. We're going to be talking about overrated and underrated rappers. And we've got the playlist and we've got some news.
Confrontational, I reckon it's going to be. Yeah. Overrated and the underrated section, obviously. We've got some different opinions on that one.
If J. Cole is named, we're going to see a murder on YouTube, just saying.
Man said self-indictment on YouTube.
We'll see you guys in a bit. Hope you guys enjoy the show. Say yo.
Cool Sean on the beat, by the way.
I'm about to put you in the track. I'm ready too, bro. I see that.
Look, we ain't never gonna dwell on a mistake. Run it up and we get back to it. Never seen these days. And of course, my dreams got stolen. My dreams are dead in themselves, but I'm here now. Feel like my dreams are dead in themselves, but I'm here now. Look, stuck on probation and all that. Can't take vacations and all that. Sometimes you hit, then you miss like a robot. I play the game with the sticks, I control it. They gon' hate, but it's all good. Jealousy and it's all good. Know they pray on my downfall. In my hood, I'm a mogul. But don't try to test me. Throwing that XD. How you stay focused, they ask me. I say that breeze. Cause we getting money. Please don't act like you know me. I ain't your bro, don't you bro me. I need it all, can you show me? The sweet life of no Zach and Cody. First time we made it a trap. I done lost packs, took risks, made it back. Used to all laugh when I said I'm a rap. Now they hear my track and they say run it back.
They ain't believing in me.
No, they ain't believing in it.
They ain't believing.
We ain't never gonna dwell on a mistake. Run it up and we get back to it. Never seen these days. And of course my dreams got stolen. My dreams are dead in themselves, but I'm here now. Feel like my dreams are dead in themselves, but I'm here now. We ain't never gonna dwell on a mistake.
Run it up and we get back to it.
Never seen these days.
And of course my dreams got stolen. My dreams are dead in themselves, but I'm here now. Feel like my dreams are dead in themselves, but I'm here now. Look, stuck on probation and all that. Can't take vacations and all that. Sometimes you hit, then you miss like a boba. I play the game with the sticks, I control it. They gon' hate, but it's all good. Jealousy and it's all good. Know they praying on my downfall.
Right, first of all, as we always do, we've actually got music to review this week. Because I don't know why did we have any last week? Is it because we ain't been here for a while? So.
Either no one dropped or we had no one that we wanted to listen to. I think it's one or the other.
But this week, we've got three pretty big artists that have dropped a few songs. We've got DaBaby who dropped a song. We've got Juice WRLD that dropped a song with Young Thug. And we've got Rich the Kid that dropped a song.
Yeah.
Of course, Rich the Kid's work rating is high as it used to be, actually. I don't think.
Thank God he slowed down, to be fair. It used to be too high. That's the issue. It used to be way too high. And now he's finally slowed it down. But this song, to be fair, I'm not going to lie to you. We were listening to it here today. And I said to you, I was like, you know what? For Rich the Kid, this actually ain't bad.
I feel like I get bored of the Rich the Kid's music easily because there's so much. There's so much. There's so much music to that gets bought out by him. Like, he had the tape with Youngboy. He had his album in the earlier on in year 2020, but I feel like he just floods everyone with music, so you don't really pay attention to it. But then again, some of his music is very questionable as well.
That's the thing, yeah. He doesn't differentiate himself. You can't release the music that he releases that often and expect people to enjoy it too often, because he doesn't differentiate himself anyway.
I feel like he's not got the capabilities of an artist. Like, no disrespect to him, of course. I feel like when you've got an artist like say you're Kendrick, you're Drake, and you make a different song. Like Travis, you make a different song every single time. Whereas Richard Kids, I feel like he gets a couple of beats played for him, he freestyles over a beat and then gets it out, because that's what his fans want. It's not long lasting.
To be fair, if you're a Richard Kid fan, you kind of when you see Richard Kid is dropping an album, when you see Richard Kid is doing something, you know what it's going to sound like. You can imagine. If I tell you Richard Kid's dropping this Friday, you could guess what the song's going to sound like. And this was no different.
I feel like no one gets excited for it though. Like, not excited. Obviously, if you're a fan, I get it. But it's not like a someone tweets, like J. Cole, you said, for example, he tweets, I'm dropping today, I'm dropping this day. Like, everyone on Twitter goes in a frenzy. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Then Richard Kidd drops, it's like, oh, all right, I'll listen to that when I get a minute. Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, so. I mean, today, we listened to it because of this. If it weren't for this,
yeah, I'd probably listen to it like in passing. Like, yeah, I wouldn't set myself aside to go and do it.
The biggest drop of the week probably was Juice WRLD and Young Thug.
Yeah.
That song is a song's never nice when it actually takes effort to listen to the song.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. And I think the beat was too busy. Yeah, if that works.
That's what it sounded like. Like, so you had gunshots in the beat. You had some explosions in the beat. You had every single noise that Pierre Bourne could find
in his drive.
In the beat. And that's what wasn't nice about it. And Juice WRLD and Young Thug weren't bad in it at all.
That's what I don't think. I'd have liked the song a lot more if they were on a calmer beat, because them two is a good collab to have.
I think that's five a day.
Man said five a day. Have you from the local corner shop. Vibes. But nah, I don't know. I think them two on a beat together would be good if it was calmer, but I don't know. It's not for me.
Nah, that wasn't for me. And you know, as I've said multiple times, I'm not maybe the biggest listener of Juice WRLD. But Young Thug, I think the whole year, last year, Young Thug didn't miss a single feat. Whenever I heard him on a song, it seemed like it was good. And that was the best thing.
I don't think he had a bad feature last year. We were saying this the other day in the car, I swear.
Yeah.
I don't think he missed.
Yeah, I don't think he missed. So then this one was a bit annoying, because I think he finally did not have the best performance.
But, no, if we're being honest, like I said, it wasn't. I was actually looking forward to this song to come out, because it's not every day that you'd see that collab go on together.
Mm-hmm.
But... But yeah, I didn't like it at all. I'm going to be honest with you. I probably won't go back and listen to it.
I definitely will not go back and listen to it. It's one of the ones where you listen to it the day it
comes exactly. out. Yeah, exactly. I think the best release though was DaBaby's.
Facts.
DaBaby's song that he brought out. You know what, yeah? Not all of his songs sound the same anymore. I don't want to hear that anymore from people. I don't want to hear it.
But the problem is, you see the Deluxe. He tried that new style, and then every song on the deluxe sounded like it. It's like he gets into this mode and then he can't get out of it. Like, once he finds a style, he runs it so much. But this one, like, it was really nice. I like this song a lot.
Yeah, it was good.
Feast firm.
No, trust me.
But yeah, no, this song was really nice. I liked it. He rapped very well in it. Did it have a hook? I'm not worrying.
I don't know. Yeah, I think it did.
Because he kept saying masterpiece in it.
Yeah, I think it might have done. But I don't know, it just sounded good. Like, you know them ones when you have a song, you don't really pay attention to the lyrics that much, but it sounds nice. You can have songs that sound nice on your ears.
You didn't have to, once again, it didn't take effort to listen to. Naturally, it was just enjoying it. Like, I wasn't focusing on it, but I was sat there bumping my head.
Yeah, thanks.
And that's the thing. Thank you, DaBaby, for giving us good music. DaBaby, that song was definitely the best. For Rich the Kid, who I don't really like listening to his music, I think that one was all right. It was alright. I'll give it like a solid 5. Cool. Better than anything that you usually try. I haven't liked a Richard Kidd song since 4. Was it 4 from you?
Yeah.
He's got
some good songs on that album, I'm not gonna lie.
We're listening to New Freezer today. I listened to that song in long.
That's a good song.
That song's incredible. Kendrick Lamar. Nah, that song was so good live, I can't lie. I was just sat there like
I remember it though. I'll never forget, yeah, the moment, yeah, this guy went to the Brits. Yeah, Kendrick Lamar performed at the Brits. This guy brings out Rich the Kid, yeah, and he just stands smashing up a Lambo on the stage. I'm thinking, I don't know, that guy was...
The image that rap has very, very much, doesn't it? But yeah, after this year, we're going to give you a little break, some music, and we're going to come back with some topics to debate for you. We've got the most overhyped rappers
around. It's time to start fighting, basically.
It's time to start arguing, because I've got some opinions. And the most underrated rappers. Hope you guys enjoy. We'll be back in a second. Peace.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Well, what brings you to church this evening? Fighting love, fighting hate, or you fighting your demons? Well, I'ma try to talk to you, wouldn't you keep it? Sad story, if I had to shoot him, bet it's Robert Orr. I know you can get comfortable with it. The road and had a double of my digits. My car was supposed to start like, can you dig it? Put it in the driveway, my key in your ignition. I know I get high as hell, but you'll be a bad one. I wanna smoke some. I know I get
hell, it be a story to tell.
Yeah.
Selling the work, I had to push out the bands.
Whoa.
Me and my we steady dodging the 12.
Uh-huh.
Dodging the jail, don't talk on the cell.
Yeah.
Leaning my own soda, I'm keening in care. Bending my own corners, I drop out the mail.
Uh-huh.
What you talking about? If you're scared, I bet it's gon' sell. I bet it's gon' sell.
It's whatever with the dog, you know I'm leading the pack. You play around, I bet you won't get it back. I hit you, I guess you won't get it back.
I wanna smoke some.
Now it's time to discuss who we think is overrated in the rap game right now.
I've actually got like a decent list.
I've got a couple of people that I think. If your favourite rappers are here, I'm sorry. And I think one of them would trigger a lot of people. One of the people I'm going to say, I can't lie to you.
Not going to lie, yeah. I know who you're going to say. But I slightly like him in it, but I agree.
Okay, so I'll start. Okay, so
let's just get the main one off the list that I know you're dying to say.
I was going to hold it, but okay. I'm going to start with... when we're talking about this, it's not necessarily, okay, we just think on a general perspective, you should all think that they're overrated. I'm talking about, like, when I listen to this guy, I just do not understand how they are rated that much. And one of mine is Playboi Carti.
I agree that he's overrated, I'm not going
to
lie.
I listen to, say, Die Lit. Or I've listened to a whole lot of Red. I skimmed through it because I just couldn't hack it. But I listened to those, and it's just like, why is this guy got Twitter going mad? And that's the thing. I guess it's preference. I get it.
That's what I'm saying. I don't understand like how he made a name for himself off of that type of rapping. Like it's not.
It's mad.
It's unique. I'll give him that, but it's not like, I think people go there more for the sound of it, like the beats in it. That's what I think people go for. Because I get it.
I can't lie, his beats like 26, 17 times, they were gone.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
I don't know. I don't think he's, as a rapper, I don't think it's what people are looking for. Like it's like Mama, you either love him or you hate him. There's no in between.
That's true. I used to have like Kid Laroi, but I've grown in him. I say that.
Told
I
you, bro. To listen, you gotta listen.
I used to he's slay good. Him so hard, but he's grown on me. I can't lie. He's grown on me heavy. Here you go.
Right, next year, this one is actually so peak. This one is actually deep. Right, yeah. I'm not saying yeah that this you is not a good. I'm saying you like he's not really old. This guy is not a bad rapper. Yeah. I think Snoop Dogg's overrated.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just gonna stick it out and say Snoop Dogg's overrated.
I'm on that.
I think he's overrated. Because, realistically, for what he's done to the rap game, alright, cool, I'll give him that. I'll give him his respect. He's got bangers, but...
To be fair, he's got one of my favourite albums.
As a rapper, I don't understand how he's got to where he is. Without, like, I feel like if he was to... Okay, I'm not going to give the example if he was to start today, he wouldn't work, because that's the same with a lot of rappers.
Yeah.
But I feel like if he didn't have certain people around him...
He knew the right people.
I don't think he's anything special in terms of that. He's got bangers, I'll give him that. But in terms of ability and the numbers that he did in the past, I don't know.
He's iconic for his personality almost as well.
That's what I'm saying, yeah. Snoop, I don't.
As a person now is the brand, you get me?
Yeah. Again, though, I'm not saying that I don't like him, because I like his music. I think he's good. Mm. But in terms of the ability that he's at, I feel like there's other rappers that could be up there as well.
Yeah.
Instead of him.
But if we're speaking old people as well, I'm kind of like...
I know you're going to say, and I agree with it. I know who you're going to say. Yeah. I wasn't going to say Eminem.
I respect him. And I get it. He is all right. But for me, Eminem has just never been able to just...
I don't like his new music.
Click with me. Especially his new music.
I think his old music... I don't think he's overrated for his old music at all.
His new music is, for me, diluting his catalogue.
I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
No, he's not. His new music ain't for me, because it's just... It should have been for then, innit? But now, I don't think...
I don't even think... If he dropped his albums that he's been dropping now, I think people wouldn't even like him back then.
Do you think?
It's just not as good.
But the beats... Again, he's using new beats. It's like the sound that he was at the time. Like, when he'd get on the pop wave as well, like, you get, like, features from Rihanna and stuff like that. Like, that banged at the time.
Yeah.
Because it's what was in.
Yeah.
But... I don't know. I can see why.
Who do you think I was going to say?
I was going to say 50 Cent.
50 was a pop. He was a hit maker.
That's what I was saying as well. But in terms of rapping, he's not like, wow, look at the lyrics.
50 knew what people wanted to hear to make money.
He loved money, not music, innit?
Yeah. He was a hustler. he was a hit maker. Who else do I think is overrated? Because the thing is, when I was making my list... I genuinely thought, and Playboi Carti was the first person that came to my mind.
There was another one, because... today's rappers that come to my mind.
Yeah.
You'll agree with it as well.
Okay.
NBA Youngboy.
Yeah.
He makes, he's, I don't understand what he's done to get, like, I get it, he's, you know, I can't even lie, I think some of his songs bang.
He has the odd few songs that but do bang.
To release that much music,
and to do and the
to
numbers
get the numbers that he does without, yeah. And it's not like he's, I don't know, it's not like it's even the label that's done it as well. It's like he's built a fan base and everyone floods to the music. I don't get how he's done it.
And the thing is, when he does crazy numbers, but I don't know many people that are like avid NBA young
boys. I feel like it's in America mainly though.
Yeah. It's here, like, there's not many.
It's like, on a smaller scale, it's like if D-Block York drop a song here. They'll drop a song here and the numbers will go mad.
Yeah.
And they drop so much music as well. Like, I've not seen them make a song that's not the numbers as a single. Every single they drop always do numbers.
Even when people like are like, oh no, it's not good, people still go to listen to it to make sure that it's not good.
NBA Youngboys is a bit mad though, because he'll drop like a song and I've never heard of it on YouTube. Mm-hmm. It's got 50 million views.
Yeah.
It'll get 15 million views in 3 weeks. I'm thinking, who
is listening to it? Because I don't know.
Because I've never heard it. Yeah. And surely it would be... Do you think there's an element of... not blackballing as much, but how does it get that many views and not appear in the charts? I've never understood that.
That's true, to be fair.
Unless there's something I'm not seeing, because like I said, over here it must be because it's all America. It's harder for us to vision it from here.
But. NBA Youngboy, his albums do alright in Billboard charts. Singles, not so much, I don't think, at least. Correct me if I'm wrong. But I'm pretty sure his albums they do quite good on charts.
They
stay
yeah, they do. He sells like 100K a week.
It's almost like his loyal fans are not just loyal for listening to it, they're loyal for buying it as well.
Yeah, it's mad, I don't get it. Like I said, I'm not saying he's bad, but I don't...
Once again, another guy that literally doesn't really care about music, but cares about money. I mean, you've got the overhyped people like Cardi B.
Yeah.
You gotta wipe that one out there.
In terms of overrated.
Yeah.
She's overrated.
She
that's gonna trigger so many people as well.
Cardi B is overrated. She does crazy.
Again though, I'm not gonna lie, I wouldn't put the songs in my playlist, but she's got hits in it. Like, she's got a couple hits, but I don't think
every now and then she slide runs it.
I don't think she's a great rapper, I won't lie.
There's that one song with 21 Savage, what's it called? From DJ Khaled's album.
I know which one you're talking about.
Yeah, when we listen to it, we're like, we don't want to. Yeah. We sat there in my room like, nah, I don't want to admit time. That she runs I'll it skip when it she every runs time. It. I got underrated. I had Chef G.
Yeah, you know what? I'll give you that one. I ain't got that though.
Chef G was my one for underrated. And then, do you know what? A part of me wanted to say that Gunna was low-key overrated, but I didn't want to say it.
I get it.
I got my underrated. I have too much love for him, fam.
Underrated, yeah?
Yeah.
Saw a baby.
Oh, my goodness.
No cap. Listen, yeah, I've said it time and time again. Yeah, I get it, yeah.
Do you think he'll ever get, like, proper good numbers?
I don't know, but I feel like he would have if he didn't beef Offset.
He beefed Offset?
When he made Pull Up With A Stick. He got called out by him and he kind of beefed him. And he was big in Atlanta and Saw Baby wasn't. So I think it kind of put him down. And I think that's why Young Thug brought him on tour. Young Thug and him, Young Thug would have co-signed him more if he it weren't for Offset. That's what I think, though.
Yeah.
But I feel like, in terms of the way that they make music, what does he do different to Playboi Carti? I just feel like his music is more. I feel like his music is more pleasing on the ears because it's not as rough.
I honestly think it's better. Playboi Carti sometimes is quite hard to listen to.
But people still rate this guy, though. I'm like, say, look at how big Trippie Redd is now. Mm-hmm. He gets him on features. I don't know though.
No, he's sly. How do I say this? It's not necessarily big, but like in industry, he has enough leverage to kind of get people.
I get what you're saying. I feel like he doesn't make music now to blow to that level, but he'll always do like a solid amount of numbers. Like he could drop a song, and he'll do his work rate ain't there as well. I can't lie. But
that's why he didn't drop a song for quite
ages. But I think he's not a good. I don't think he's a good rapper. I'm not going to lie. I'm not saying that. But I think because of his work rate times the fact that he's had this thing with Offset and all of that stuff. I think that's why. But I don't think he can fall off. I think the only way he can go from there is up because people will always... He's got his fan base and he's building on it. Do you get me?
You know what, yeah? A couple of months ago, I would have put St. John there, but obviously TikTok has made that guy crazy, and he has 25 million monthly listeners now.
Yeah, that's mad.
His album, though, I feel like he has people that will listen to him because of... I feel like most of his monthly listeners has come from Roses, because that song's still...
Yeah, in fact, it has. Up. I think it's mad, though, how we've put people from underrated to not even overrated, but calm, because last year I'd have put Jack Harlow in there. I was underrated.
Well, underrated, yeah. I would have put Jack Harlow there as well.
In underrated.
I kind of want to put DaBaby in the overrated section as well. But
I get what you're saying. He does numbers, though. Mm-hmm. I put Baby Keeman underrated too, but he's going to get numbers this year, so...
You think he'll come up properly? You had him for most...
That's what I'm saying. I think he'll get numbers.
Baby's gone from literally being the base to highly touted.
Overrated.
Not overrated.
I'm joking.
Very well rated. Everyone that bought that album, shout you.
Roddy Rich is underrated.
How can you be underrated and have like the third most flipping sales? Roddy Rich. Polo G is rated correctly.
I think he's rated just fine at the moment.
Lil TJ Lowkey is getting to the point where I'm lowkey thinking he's overrated, but I still love
him. Yeah, I get what you're saying. I don't know about that one, you know. I don't know. I think he's...
His music's... I listen to him a lot, so I can't even say it's sly irritating me, because I listen to him way too much. If he's sly irritating me, it's because I listen to him too much.
We put Don Toliver in underrated last year as well.
Yeah, I wanted to say he was underrated again.
I was going
to
say, if anyone said Don Toliver was overrated, bro, this guy could have 1 billion monthly listeners and he's not overrated. He's not overrated.
That guy is one of the most talented musicians right now that we have in our generation.
He's
crazy. Someone said Lil Wayne is overrated. I was looking at things earlier.
I get it. I get why people would say it. It depends what you go to him for, though.
He's one guy that a lot of people... I remember back when we were younger, I used to see a lot of Lil Wayne slander. Like, he was someone that a lot of people didn't really rate highly. Obviously, people older than me at the time. Because I didn't really listen to Lil Wayne's music like that often.
I just started a new one.
Okay. Yeah, that's your first word. So...
Because it was 11 minutes, isn't it?
Yeah. So I didn't really listen to him that often at the time. And so my cousin, Ellie's brother, he's like 28. A couple of months ago, we did a conversation, is Lil Wayne top 10 all time? Remember that? Hell no. So then I talked to him about when I saw him in person. And it's mad, but like back then a lot of people didn't rate him as highly, but then a lot of people did as well.
I get what you mean.
It was like a hate.
He was like the new... Because people didn't like the fact that... I feel like people didn't like... And people still do it now. Like, it's not as common, but some people will be like, I use his autotune, he's not talented.
Yeah, too much autotune.
And he was like the first person... Like, Lil Jon was as well, actually. Mm-hmm. And T-Pain. Like, they were the trio that did bare autotune. Not Lil Jon, sorry. Yeah,
well, you know about Kiss, Kiss, Kiss. That song was hard. Listen, Jid, it's your turn. You're underrated. I'm gonna give you that one quick.
Yeah,
time.
To be fair, he's not really massive.
I thought last year.
I still think Coda the Friend's still underrated.
Yeah.
He released a song in October as well. I can't lie, I only just listened to it. It's hard. It's actually nice.
He had an his album was like fifth in the year for me.
He's got a new album coming out soon, you know.
That's good.
He's got. I seen it. I sent it to Reese yesterday.
Shout out to Reese. I like the last album was incredible. The last album he had, it, you know, when I did the reaction to Usher Choose, I asked, like, I want to see him in a more upbeat kind of way. And then the new album literally did every single point that I said. So I gave him loads of good points, and I gave him a couple of ones where I say, like, he didn't improve in this, this, and this. That album literally hit every single thing that I said was good about him, and every single thing that I thought could improve. He literally did.
I think he just needs to, I know it's hard to do when you're in a certain range, but I feel like he needs to add a bit of range to his music, because even though it's like, I think it's good revision music. That's what I call it. If I'm in a certain mood, I like listening to that music. And there's a lot of UK rappers that are like that at the minute that we've not covered. So
every now and then I'll put on like Summer House by Kota and just listen to it, and it gets in a good mood. So summery. He is someone that I think, like, when I was talking about him, I said he will, seems like the guy that will always be in that like 3 mil, 4 mil, 5 mil type monthly listeners. But I don't know what he can do to actually get.
There's a lot of rappers like that though. It's like, what's that other dude? Is it like Saba or something?
Saba, yeah.
I swear he's like the same, but he's just a bit bigger than him.
Saba's probably is bigger than him. I remember when Saba was small. Jesus Christ.
But he makes the same kind of music, I'd say.
They're that under key. Yeah. Saba has an incredible song. Like 2 years ago, it was one of my favorite songs of the year. It's like Prom King Queen. It's about his cousin that died. And he said, that's one of my favorite songs, like 9 minutes. But yeah. That's been us talking about Overrated, because I just realized we've been talking for ages. So we're going to give
that
you
that wasn't actually that much beef, I can't lie. Music. I expected more beef.
Yeah, to be fair, maybe it's because we didn't step out of line. we had our discussion. We'll be back after the music. We've got some news to talk to you about. You know, this is also a new show where we do go through those stuff. And then we'll give you a playlist and we will end this show. But we'll see you when we're back talking about those.
Schlep. What's happening, TT?
Fill the band over with bands. Get a little bro, them a job. You can come get rich with us. You gon' eat or you gon' starve. Keep it certified. Hear the sin, I pay them not to rob. Pop out 2020 color, and I'm riding in the stars. Those are people hate that I'm on top. I bulletproof the car. All the members made free bands. I'll pack, live like they cracking cards. Juno for a fact, I keep it real. You still ain't take the chart. Why she talking crazy about me like I gon' do more than my part? I can't play with my creation. Give the world to my little boss. I've been saving more than I've been spending. That's what I be on. I'm a human, I'm not perfect. I know sometimes I be wrong. I'm like, come and put that on me. Don't be running from me. If I like it, I spend money on it. Get whatever from me. Put these figures in your business. I do real shit. I drop cash at the dealership. They'll mail your pink slip. She make sure she keep her nails in and her wig fixed. Went to jail and that way held me down. She a real, real 100 rounds in a double drum. This a kill take. Marco been in prison for a while, but he still flex. I told Brody and them to park the car, but they still wreck. I don't think nobody around still, but I still check. I don't got 100 mil yet. I can't chill yet, but don't get it misconstrued yet. I get real checks, baby. I'm like a, we have real, real. Have nobody in our business. We take lyric checks. Say she like when I perform, so I go with my chains on and she handle her part. So I let her play the main role. Ain't had to get rich for these problems. Still with the same folks, and I can't beef with none of you. Not in the same boat. Never gonna get caught up about it. Know how the game go. Ten chain busting, look like rainbows. I'm like, come and put that on me. Don't be running from me. If I like it, I spend money on it. Get whatever from me. Put these figures in your business. I do real shit. I drop cash at the dealership. They'll mail your pink slip. She make sure she keep her nails in and her wig fixed. Went to jail and that way held me down. She a real, real 100 rounds in a double drum. This a kill take. Marco been in prison for a while, but he still flex. I'm like, come and put that on me. Don't be running from me. If I like it, I spend money on it. Get whatever from me.
Right. We're into the news.
Time for the news.
This is the EVL, LVE news.
EVL news. Dun. All right, so I was actually going to do it in like a news podcast.
First of all, yeah, we've got a lot of new music. Well, we've expected some new music dropping in 2021.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, Travis Scott said something's coming.
Yes, yeah. There's a picture of this like woman on like a beach almost like with some sunglasses. And the kind of top bit with the name said Omni, and he like kind of captioned the picture on his Insta story saying soon.
So we're expecting something soon. We've seen that though, but he put soon, But I don't think he expected a couple of songs to get leaked on his Spotify.
I don't think he expected it that soon.
I don't think he wanted it that soon. But we got a couple of songs leaked on his Spotify, which wasn't ideal.
I can't lie. There was one by himself. I can't remember.
Before we carry on, I wasn't aware that it was a leak. I thought it was a Travis Scott song. That's why I listened to it.
Yes, of course. If I had known it was a leak and Travis Scott had nothing to do about it, I would have never listened to it.
To the song.
We support artists. We want them to get their bread up. Support creators
out there.
Not fed up.
No cap.
So there was one with that called Niagara Falls featuring 21 Savage. There was also the other one, and I can't remember his name. Both of them were ridiculous, but I can't lie to you. That Travis Scott one with 21 Savage, in the
Mad.
2 days that it was up, I listened to it about 100 times. We thought we were starting 2021 with a bang. You kept telling us that it wasn't leaked. It was leaked, sorry. And I kept lying to myself that because I wanted more Travis Scott.
But no, speaking, we won't keep on talking about Travis Scott, but
yeah,
every single song on Astroworld hit 100 million views. Can't lie, artists wait for one song in an album to hit 100 million views. And my man's just done it on every song, so...
The album's incredible.
Congratulations to my man.
I remember when people were cussing out Cocoa Bean.
Coffee Bean.
Coffee Bean, that's
Coffee
the
Bean,
one.
Boy.
Not Cocoa Bean.
Listen, that song's hard.
Every song on the album, apart from For Me, MC...
Can't lie, that song's growing on me now, because Sam always plays it.
Wait, what's the one that... Who's that knocking through my window?
That's Who What?
5%
That, yeah. 5%
I don't listen to that one either. 5% in, that's it. And I don't listen to Who What. I don't listen to that one either.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
one with Migos, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't listen to that one either. But from the day of that album, I've been jamming to almost every song of that.
That's how you know it bangs, man. Mm-hmm. The album came out 2 years ago and I'm still listening to the songs like they're new.
Do you know when you can like actually just go and decide, okay, today I want to listen to Astroworld?
Facts.
Like, I want to go and listen to the Astroworld album, not on my playlist, not the songs on my playlist. There's only a few albums that have me doing that.
Yeah, there's not many at all.
50% of them are J. Cole, Kendrick albums. But
great. Could never be me.
So this one's for Evan. Roddy Ricch went onto Twitter today, a couple of days ago, and tweeted, "My fans, the real GOAT. I got some for y'all, 2021. Did I sound American enough?
Please. I think, yeah, if this album has got features on it, we're going to hear something mad. Apparently Roddy Ricch is on Drake's album.
That'd be good.
Because I seen someone post something and that was a leak from Drake's album.
I did not listen.
Yeah, there's no way. Because I don't think, yeah, I even said there'll be like two songs from that leak on his album, because I don't think anyone's getting Drake's leak.
Mm-hmm.
So,
see, Roddy Ricch, we were talking about who we need music from last week, and Roddy Ricch was one that we both agreed on.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it's coming up to, so by December of this year, it'll be 2 years since Excuse Me For Being Antisocial. And to be fair, there was no rush for him to make another album. The money that album was making, he could just sit there and milk that.
I can't lie, I expected it to do well for his debut album, but nowhere near as well as it's done.
It did incredible.
I can't lie, the box helped it, but yeah, I think people realised after that, because he had bangers before that as well, but I think people realised like this guy is like the real deal.
He's hard. Yeah, and I remember there was what's his name, Ice Cube. You know how they always get like old rappers to do that co-signed.
Ice
Cube got Roddy Ricch played for him, and he was like, yeah, when you can do this whole like singy rap thing, it's good.
It's if you make it sound effortless, that's the point, because there's a lot of rappers that force it and it sounds like it's forced, and that's when it don't bang.
Yeah, Roddy Ricch has the maddest vocal inflections at the right time, and it seems so natural, and that was proven to us when we saw him live.
Exactly.
And he
didn't sound
Evan, apparently
mad. Yeah, he did. I was wearing blue, that's why.
Yes, sir. And what are you wearing now?
Don't know why he pointed at me, though, if I was wearing blue.
No clue.
No reason.
Absolutely no reason why.
But what do you know what made me think, yeah? Because someone leaked this thing about Drake being on... Roddy Ricch being on Drake's album. Because I remember when Roddy Ricch released a track list for his album, he put all the scribbled out... He scribbled out all the features before it came out, right? On the track list. And then he released the track list with the features. And this one that was scribbled out wasn't there anymore. The name of the song wasn't there. So people were saying it's either Drake or Kendrick.
Oh, I remember that.
Because I thought Kendrick was going to be on his album. But either, I think now it's clearer to be Drake, because I think Drake wanted the song for his album. That's what I think.
To be fair.
That's what I think. But
to be fair, actually, no.
I just think too much.
I disagree with
what I
was
going to
say. I was going to say...
You disagree with what you were going to say before you even said
it. I was going to say that I think it would be better for him to have the song on Drake's album. But now thinking about it, he's not at that stage where that matters anymore.
Yeah, yeah, I feel you.
That one there, like, he's not like, okay, he's on a Drake album.
But then again, looking in hindsight, imagine if this Drake song was on the album. It feel like it could have took it attention from The Box, for example. Box.
So that might... To be honest, his album did so good.
I don't know.
He did it right.
I think it's the label that did it, to be honest.
Whatever happened, the album was so good. It did so good that it did it right. But there was... You know, speaking of Drake... Drake hit became the first artist to reach 50 billion streams on Spotify.
That's actually crazy.
We were talking about this guy being just an incredible, just not just musician, but marketer. He knows how to get his music out. He knows when to release his music. How, bro? Drake made a TikTok tune.
Yeah, he did. He did. That's the song was actually good though.
Tusi Side is a good song. Yeah, if you listen to Tusi Side, it's a good song.
Wan-Bissaka's favorite song.
Man United run free once again. But yeah, so Drake has come and made, he's reached 50 billion streams. I'm curious to see who would be next up though.
What, after Drake? Mm-hmm. As that guy?
Yeah, no, as in like 50 billion to hit. Who's like to hit closest what? To like 50 rappers billion?
Or artists. Anyone artists. I don't even know who's close to it though. Because I feel like Drake, do you not feel that Drake kind of came around? I know other artists have, but he came around at the beginning of like the streaming era, yeah. If you get me. Yeah. Like that's when he started to make a name for himself, because Spotify, what before
Spotify was made in, you know, the idea they started developing it in 08, but it didn't really become,
because I can't lie, when I was at school I'd see a few people like have Spotify on their computer but wouldn't use it, and I'd be thinking what's Spotify, but now I think
I didn't get a Spotify account till,
that's what I mean,
2016.
I don't think I had one till 2016. Mm-hmm. But I feel like it only got big in like 2014-15. That's when everyone started using it properly. But
so he came around the perfect time. And you can't like, he, it's not like, okay, he did come, because I earlier on when I was younger, I didn't understand the whole kind of, why is Drake seen as such an amazing this, that, this.
That's what I mean, because do you remember back in the day when everyone used to be making, like, everyone used to hate it. Everyone used to think it was cool to hate on Drake. You know, like how they did with Justin Bieber, everyone used to hate on Marlon. Yeah. I feel like everyone thought it was cool making all these memes about Drake being soft.
Yeah.
But now, like, if you hate on Drake, you're just seen as a hater.
I used to be on that, and now Drake's one of my... He's my third most listened to artist ever. Every year, he's got a song in my top five listened to that year. I'm still banging songs from Scorpion. My third most listened to song this year was a Scorpion song.
I still listen to songs from... What's it called? He's
from
2014 or 2015. Yeah, exactly.
Like... he's the greatest of our generation.
I think he is.
You can argue he's the greatest of all time.
In terms of artists, like we say, rapping ability is different.
But I try this not guy... to say it, but this guy has. I always say that. Okay, you can say that, but if you had the streaming, what's it called, services around, this is a completely other discussion that we will definitely talk about one day. But if you had the streaming platforms around. At like say Michael Jackson's era, would he be doing the numbers that Drake's doing?
He'd be doing more, I think. I think he'd do more.
That's
a mad statement to make, but I think in terms of look at the numbers, yeah, that people were going out. Look how famous Michael Jackson is now, yeah.
No, Michael Jackson.
This man couldn't even go to the shops. Like, I get it. Drake could probably not go to the shop either, but not on the level that Michael Jackson would. If he steps out of his house, he'll get swarmed as soon as he leaves his house.
Like, wait till someone passes out at Drake concerts.
Look at how many people. Look at how many sales he got. Like, I get it, but people had to go out.
People had to go out their way to go to the store to buy it.
And his songs were still known. Like everyone knows near enough every one of his songs.
And Michael Jackson's still seen as the greatest performer ever. I still feel
I'm going to edit that. I'm going to edit what you just said though. What? You just said Michael Jackson is the greatest performer ever. I'm going to edit that and take out Michael Jackson and play it.
Alright, listen, LeBron, go. I'm just sitting straight up there. Yes, anyway, not referred.
I need to pause this again actually.
Let's see this.
Because it was 10. Right. Well, the last bit. So, do you want to go into the last bit now? Are we finished with Drake?
I wanted to say one thing, but I forgot completely. Oh, no. Yes, I remember, because I was having a conversation with Emily, and it was about we're debating Christina Aguilera versus Ariana Grande, because I said that Ariana Grande sings like Christina Aguilera, but better, Terranoia.
I don't think they sound the same though.
No, it's
I think she sounds more like Mariah Carey, you know.
I think that, but I think they all come from that
when
same
she made
type
a Chris,
of tree.
When she made, I feel like Christina Aguilera was more afro-tub, innit? Mm, she was more like rough. She had bangers though.
She did have loads of bangers. She's crazy. So don't worry, I was doing
who
it to
was that?
My girlfriend.
Who was the other one? There was another one that was really famous that just fell off the face of the earth. Made a song with Akon. Gwen Stefani.
Gwen
remember
Stefani,
her?
Yes.
What happened to her?
I forgot about her.
I actually forgot she existed. Yo, I grew up on her. I grew up around her music.
Yeah.
I grew up around her music.
I need
music
to update
well.
My childhood playlist. I forgot she existed.
That's what I'm saying.
That's crazy. You know what? The thing is, we're here getting guests, but there was one kind of story over last week that kind of took the...
Yeah, it was a...
The,
it wasn't the best. There's always a bit... There's always something that happens.
Yeah.
But we found out YFN Lucci turned himself in for an alleged murder that went down. Obviously, we don't know the ins and outs of what happens. He just turned himself in.
I've seen one update on it.
And they said, I see, yeah, go on. Yeah,
they said that he was reportedly, allegedly driving the car in the murder that took place. Was it last year?
I don't know when it was. Mm. But if you don't know who YFN Lucci is, you'd probably be more familiar if he made the song that he broke out with was. Key to the Streets featuring Migos and Everyday We Lit featuring PNB Rock. If you haven't heard them, you'll know.
Song,
yeah. You'll know them two songs. But like I said, I don't understand. Like, it's again the topic of he's not an underground artist. Why are you still doing this?
Why?
If it was him that's involved and he's not just taking the rap for someone,
bro,
why
this guy
are you still
is a
doing
big
that?
Artist. If there is an arrest warrant on you. It's a bit
yeah
peaky.
But you don't need to be
doing
stuff like that to be making money anymore. It's just
he's probably signed to is he ATL?
I don't he's from Atlanta yeah,
yeah. So he's
I think he's from Atlanta.
I think he
correct
is
correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah, it is because it was the Atlanta police that wanted him. Yeah.
Oh
yeah, so it's once again these people getting the opportunities to leave us behind him and going ahead and ruining it for himself.
Yeah, I don't
because
know.
Now that's a career took away from him.
Yeah, because if he catches the rap for it, then what? Do you know
you're
what I mean?
Not gonna be seeing Lucci for a while.
No, we won't. For real, we won't.
But that's been the news. Smile, we're still here. We're gonna give you our playlist. If you're not on the playlist, first of all, subscribe right now. As I said last week. Evan said to ask. No, we're not asking. Subscribe right now.
We don't ask anymore.
We don't ask anymore.
Because we asked nicely and you didn't. So now we're asking.
We're putting our
not
feet
nice.
In. Subscribe. If you're on the radio, if you're listening to us on radio, obviously we need to remember we are actually doing radio. Sorry, I was staring
so you can't
at the
see
camera.
Nothing. So go right to now. YouTube. Right. You know what? You can even just listen. I'm going to get instructions. Go to YouTube. Ev and Loof spaces between. That was such a shocking way of describing that. Right, just go.
Go to YouTube. Ev and Loof.
EV space N space LUTH. Click the enter button, click the notifications on, subscribe. Bow, 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 bow.
If you're obviously on the radio, shout out to you. If you're on the YouTube, shout out to you. If you're on the radio and you can't see me, imagine my like eyebrows really angry and I'm telling you to subscribe so you're scared. Okay, there you go. So now if you're not subscribed, do it now, okay? But we're going to give you another break if you're on the radio. We're going to put some music on for you right now. And we're going to come and outro the show with the playlist. So we'll see you guys in a bit. Peace out.
Paranoia, I'll let me throw it in my head. I'm about to party in Cartier, yeah. Walk in the club with two strips. When I want, pull back. Don't ask who I am. Shoot that in my Dior. Ooh. I tell the bag of her I'm about to get your body. This thriller ain't no Miley Cyrus Kawasaki. She gon' like a Harley. Harley getting money right now. I told this. Keep up most of my thoughts in the clouds. Paranoid. I know some won't see me gone. Just made 20 mil, I'm trying to enjoy. Before you kick my door down and shoot, that's my little boy. Keep a tool, screws, baby. When you woo, I'm a woo back. Aim at his head. Put half a man on his case and go to bed. Slash, slash. Yeah, yeah.
Paranoid. Don't let me throw it to my head. Yeah. I'm about to party in Cartier, yeah. Walk in the club with two strips. When I want, pull back. Don't ask who I am. Shoot that in my Dior. I got me paranoid. Gripping the F and you know they shoot a wall. Letting them in, they make sure you lock the door. They hit it up like then you gotta watch your door. I'm sorry, but I'm not sorry. Cops put me over cause I'm in a Rari. Pull up, mama riding shoddy. Man, who gon' shake the room, might catch your body. But we love the party like every day. I bought it the Mozzie, we to the grave. Baby boy and Taraji, I took some. Feel like I'm Ali, tryna stay sane.
Paranoid, I'm having thoughts in my head. I want to party in Cartier, yeah. Walk in the club with two strips. When I want, pull back. Don't ask who I am. Shoot that in my Dior. I just did 6 days in London. Paranoid. Shoot for the stars. Aim for the moon. I was in my head. Know where I want. When you see me, you know that I want. When you see me, you know that I want. I said paranoid. I got some thoughts in my head. I want to party in Cartier, yeah. Walk in the club with two strips. When I want, pull back. Don't ask who I am. Shoot that in my Dior. It's paranoia, huh? Paranoia. I said I'm paranoid. Paranoia.
So we have come to the end of the show. Hopefully you guys have enjoyed, but before we go, we have got one more bit to do, and it is our playlist.
La playlist.
Obviously, if you are not on it, it's a Spotify playlist called Evan Luce Booth. So type that in right now. That's EV space N space LUTHS Booth. So subscribe, follow that right now, like it. They don't, oh yeah, it's not follow anymore, it's like on Spotify.
But I now, don't even know, you know.
We're both going to add three songs to the playlist and we're going to head off for you guys. So me, I'm just going to start off with one. I can't lie, power plug this though. It's Armed and Dangerous by Pop Smoke. Here's Fire in the Booth with Childish Love.
Yeah, that's hard. Yeah. The beat's hard.
It's solid. I can't lie. He uses, what's it called, the beat?
Heady Ones,
yeah.
Yeah, but use it for a Fire in the Booth. Yeah. Right, yeah. I'm going to add that new Coated a Friend song, actually, because I've been listening to that a lot in the past 2 days. It's called,
I need to find out if I've listened to that.
It's called Dragon, I think. It's not even new. It came out in October, but I've been listening to it. It's chill. Then again, I feel like this playlist is a bit mad. It's not really one of them that you'd... It's one of them to more go onto it, choose songs off for yourself, because mm-hmm. you'll have a drill song and then we're you've got this. You. Then we've got this song. But, yeah, I think it's called Dragon. Don't... Correct me if I'm wrong, but, yeah, that's going on a playlist.
I'm going to go back a couple of months to around the middle of 2020, and I'm going to give you a song that I can't lie to you. It grew on me very randomly. Like, it kind of just, I started listening to towards the end of the year, like Kellis, Acting Up by Lil Tecca.
What's that?
Acting Up by Lil Tecca.
That's a good song.
Ivisu now, that bit, I just love it.
I always don't listen to a song, and then I find it again. Like, you know them songs that you add to your playlist for a reason, and I think, you know what, yeah, I must have added this because it was alright. And then I actually listen to it again, and it bangs.
Yeah, one of my last songs after you say it, I'm so annoyed. If I'd listened to it more, it would have been in my top 50 of the year.
I found that with a few of them as well. So
much.
We're gonna add, yeah.
Yeah.
You know what? I don't know whether to add this. I want to add that new song with Chip, Young Ads, and
Young M.A.
It's called Lumidi. Lumidi. I don't even know how you say it, but that song's hard. I can't lie. That song's grown on me in the past few days. So yeah, I'm going to add that one in.
This song I found walking back from... I wish I knew where I was going. I think I was probably going to the shops. And I listened to a random... To be fair, yeah, probably.
That's because I sent you there.
Huh? Yeah. here. We got Back on the Ledge. It's from St. John's latest album. I was listening to it and I was like, Luther White, it's so good. Why was this not in my top 50? Why didn't I listen to it?
I've done that with a few though as well. It's I'm like, not, yeah.
It's in your playlist, so you knew you liked it, because I'm not going to add a song I don't like to my playlist. Facts. But I just don't listen to it when I'm there, and then I finally listen to it, and why?
Yeah, bang
Mr.
Bang
John.
Mr. John. Mr. John. But yeah, last of all, we are adding. I'm adding Harlem Shake by Future. Not the actual Harlem Shake, though. Future and Young Thug.
I don't know. Am I bugging? I should know that.
I don't know. You didn't listen to that album first. Did you listen to it all the way through?
Yeah, I listened to it after a while.
I did a reaction video. Yeah. Go watch that if you want.
If you ain't watched that, yeah. Okay, so thank you. We have come to the end of the, I was about to say playlist, at the end of
the show,
the show, the podcast, us talking for an hour or so, and you listening. Hopefully you guys have enjoyed it. Yeah, we'll see you guys next week. And we got some other videos coming out throughout the rest of the week, so hopefully you enjoyed that. Stick around, give us a like, turn on the notification bell, and hit subscribe and watch our other videos.
And no commas. We don't do no commas around here, man.
And connectives only. Hopefully you guys have enjoyed. Key to intro. See you guys next time.
Thank you very much.
Solitary diamonds, solitary jewels, with a bitch shining, looking like the moon. Say she wanna party, wanna let it loose. Busting out my bag, I'm chaining all the loot. It's jumping, let it in. Ooh, I put it out, they come in. Ooh, came up on fun brick, bought a rich meal, my new watch don't tick. Louis V made a movie and brought another film. It's a done dot. I stand this Lamborghini on one wheel. 12 o'clock and I got my gun clocked and I'm on one pill. Monday, already Sunday, pick up time to drill. Getting my ladies, I'm getting my paper, I'm getting my trees. 1,000% keep it 1,000 with me. Woo-woo. Started with my squad so I can't chill. Money over, gotta play the field. Coronavirus diamonds, you can catch the flu. Trapping bandos, walking Jimmy Choo. Solitaries made a rock star too. Solitary diamonds, I can show proof that these b****s on me just like a pop group. I got racks on my mind and I can't lose. And I got solitary diamonds, solitary jewels. Watches full of gifts, pockets full of blue. Solitary diamonds, solitary jewels. Girls getting naked in my swimming pool. I wanna take care of you and your friends. Decisions what we always choose. All the dogs is hungry and they selling food. Every time we do it, 10 they hit the news. I don't want it if it's stiffer, if that lose. Running or they gunning cause I got the juice. I've been thugging since the youngin' brought the word to school. Flooding all the honeys, we done broke the pool. All this money bring the power, I done made the rules. Sipping on codeine, got my screws loose. Making all this money, got my screws loose. Got a Lamborghini made up. Juicy, gripping on the wheel, playing in the diamonds on my neck, been going crazy. Think I need to see a psychiatrist. Living in the streets in the gutter, rich man. I know how to sell narcotics. When they let us off a lock, man, we gon' make that pop. Been wifey for so long, she got a limp when she walk. Got 7 drops in 4 spots, I get to pick where I live. In the back, they playing twins, like a UFO. On my teeth, these diamonds twinkle in her legs, a jacuzzi. I be tweaking every day, I got some screws missing. I keep an MX, don't for me, no, not my 270s. And they know just where I be, it's like I'm 7 with it. Having money on this side is not the conversation. Solitary diamonds for my dog inside, he waiting, yeah. Solitary diamonds, solitary jewels. With a bitch shining, looking like the moon. Say she wanna party, wanna let it loose. Busting out my bag, I'm sharing all the loot. I wanna take care of you and your friends.